Hey everyone, this is Vicki Sullivan. Those who know me well will understand why I love the Ruggable campaign. It's that zig instead of zag approach that gets me every time. And there are plenty of examples of that in this article. But let's take a short trip to the dark side. If we dip our toe into the political waters like Walmart and Reformation did, can we withstand the backlash? Smaller shops like us pay a higher price. So how do we navigate those forces? My best idea? Focus on the area of agreement. Reformation is a great example. The unique mashup between Monica Lewinsky and Vote.org didn't advocate any political issue. It celebrated taking the power back. So think about it. Who can criticize the idea the voters have power? I mean, seriously, who wants to take that position? So ask yourself, what is the angle here that has widespread agreement? That even your worst critics can't really attack without looking bad themselves? The answer to that question is that narrow path between a rock and a hard space. You know, taking a stand is powerful, but we need to do it strategically. We just can't be oppositional just to get attention. When we appeal to the greater good, critics will have a hard time coming after us. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.